I hate the phrase male loneliness epidemic, but I was involuntarily celibate for a year when I was growing up in Ohio. And it's kind of when I talk about that. I was 23 years old. So this is like 2010. So this is like before smartphones, where you had to be on like manhunt.net or like Adam for Adam. If you don't know what it is, it's kind of like a website where you could post your profile and then people could message you through the profile. And like back then in 2010, like every single person, especially in Ohio, every profile was no fats, no femmes, no Asians, no rice, no spice, no chocolate. And it was like the most dehumanizing thing ever to like try like night after night, every single like night of my life, to like beg these like mediocre looking people to just like want me, and no one would bite. And that year too, I even like professed like my feelings to like two of my like white friends. And like looking back in hindsight now, it's like, oh, like they didn't like see me as like really like a human being in that aspect. And I think the difficult thing was like so much like actual gaslighting of people being like, oh no, people just have certain like, you know, tastes and everything. And so I actually decided to like make an experiment, and I made three profiles. One was my torso, I was ripped. One, I looked up hot Asian guy on Google and made a profile. And then I made a profile, I looked up mediocre white guy on Google and made a profile. The white guy over 1 hour, of course, got something like 30 hits on Manhunt. The hot Asian guy got 2 hits, and they were both white men over 50. And then my torso got 7 hits. But then once they found out that I was Asian, because I then sent a Facebook, they all stopped talking to me. Or I'm sorry, one still talked to me, but he was 20 years old. Actually, I think one guy still talked to me. I think he was only 18, so I was like, no, that's too young. And I think that actually kind of both wrecked me and gave me peace of mind to like know that I wasn't like being crazy or just being bitter for no reason. But it gave me this like such a deep well of sadness that's like, oh, like no one wants me. And I'm not saying that for most men, probably, like this kind of cage of loneliness is like of their own making, like when you think of like the right and men on the right and like men in general. But it is crazy. It is a crazy feeling for a lot of Asian men. I can't speak for any other men of color, but like, to feel like I'm doing everything right, but not being in an ecosystem or area that like sees me as a human being. And so when I moved to New York, it was like such a, I had to do so much like therapy because I couldn't understand like why people were looking at me. It like freaked me out. And then someone was like, well, they're looking at you because they probably think you're cute. And I had never experienced that before in my entire life. And now in LA, where like being Asian American is like, you have a place here. It's just such a wild feeling.